You're listening to SBS News.
Russian performer Manisha Songin is warming up her vocal cords in preparation for the Eurovision Song Contest. 39 entrants will take part in the 65th competition, being held after a year off because of the coronavirus pandemic. Singer Natalia Gordienko is representing Moldova, and Russian songwriter Philip Kirkorov penned her tune Sugar.
We sing about love, joy and happiness that we want to bring to life, for it to be as sweet as these candies that we love.
Artist Montaigne is representing Australia, but she's staying in Sydney, and a recording of her performance will be aired. She is unsure how her song Technicolor will be received when it's viewed on video rather than live on stage.
We were doing ours in like a little studio box, and over there they'll do it in a massive arena, which accommodates pyro and confetti and all kinds of grand things. So that'll be the biggest thing, I think. But I'm hoping, you know, at the end of the day, it's a song contest, and I'm hoping like the strength of the song and the delivery of the song will sort of carry itself.
The singer-songwriter will take part in the first semi-final. It's her second attempt to participate in the event after she missed out on performing her 2020 song Don't Break Me. She's told SBS News her performance is about high drama, dynamics and grandeur.
So it's just about, you know, twisting what I usually do into more of a Eurovision aesthetic, and wasn't too hard ultimately. Like, Technicolor came pretty naturally. The thing about me with songwriting is, like, I trust that I'm going to write the right song, or a song at least that I like and think is really good at some point. And it takes literally a day. You just have to keep doing days until you hit that day, and it doesn't take too long.
All staff working at the contest have COVID-19 testing every 48 hours. But members of the Icelandic and Polish delegations recorded positive results over the weekend, and they're now in isolation. Eurovision's executive supervisor, Martin Osterdahl, says cases were expected.
We're doing everything we can to minimise the impact of it, and we've done a lot of preparations before coming here with backup tapes and with, you know, the live on tape backup that we you probably know about, that we introduced all the way back in September.
He insists effective health measures are in place.
We had to be realistic. We knew that we weren't going to be able to completely make the pandemic go away, unfortunately. I didn't expect us to return to our home countries with no positive case, unfortunately. That's just the way it is.
The winner of the 65th Eurovision Song Contest will be crowned this weekend in front of a limited audience in the Netherlands, and you can watch it all on SBS. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.